learning in Kirby Avna. So it was one year on Shavuos night. So at the Suda, so a few of the Bachurim were sitting together and talking during the meal. And we started to talk about Kinyan Chalipin, because Kinyan Chalipin, Kinyan, that when I give you a handkerchief and you give me something in return, so of course the source for Kinyan Chalipin appears in Megillas Rus. So it's a little bit in the Yoma. So we started to get into a heated discussion about the Rambam, the Raivin, Reb Chaim, about the nature of the Kinyan Chalipin. So we remember I made a ha'ara at the end of that discussion. I said, you can tell that we're really a bunch of misnagdim. I said, on the day of Kabbalah Satorah, we're not talking about the Malachi Asharis, we're not talking about the Olamas Hayyadim and the Maximakam, we're talking about Kinyan Chalipin, and that's the Kabbalah Satorah of the real misnagdim. So it's not Shavuos today, but we're about to start the Sugya of the Kinyan Chalipin. So we'll try to keep it as spiritual as we can, but we're going to try to talk about the nitty gritty in terms of this very basic Kinyan that we use very, very often in Halacha. So the Pesukim tell us in Megillas Rus about the institution of Kinyan Chalipin. It's quite an old Kinyan. There's also the Fanim B'Yisrael, Agulah V'Atmura, L'Kayim Kodav, etc. So the fact that a Kinyan Chalipin works is obvious. The Gemara tells us, unlike some of the things we've been talking about the last couple of weeks, Kinyan Chalipin is something that permeates both Karka and Metalchlin. Whereas many of the other Kinyanim are limited to there's the Mashiach and the Agbah that relates to Metalchlin. There was the Shtar and the Chazaka that relates to Karka. Kesef may be something that crosses both categories. But Chalipin is the Chaim Kol Dover. You can be Machna Karka with Chalipin. You can be Machna Metalchlin, Karka, everything, whatever you want. You can be Kona with the Kinyan Chalipin. The question is, what is the essence of the Kinyan Chalipin? What are the mechanics? How does it basically work? What's it all about? Well, the Gemara in the very beginning of Masechet Kedushin has a somewhat of a strange give and take concerning Chalipin as relates to Masechet Kedushin. So the Gemara raises the question, can you be Mekadesh Isha with the Kinyan Chalipin? Rather than give a ring to the woman, which would normally be a kesef or shor kesef, so you stand under the chuppah and you say, I'm going to hand you my handkerchief. I'm not going to let you keep the handkerchief. So it's not going to be kesef. I'm not giving to you b'taras kesef. I'm giving to you merely as the gesture of chalipin. I'm going to give you the handkerchief in the same way that I can buy your land with a handkerchief. I can buy your car with a handkerchief. I want to buy you with a handkerchief. I want to get a kinyan chalipin for the purpose of kiddush. So the Gemara has a hava meaning that maybe that would work. So maybe one can argue that would work, and what would even lead us to possibly believe that would work, because after all, if the kinyanim of Kedushin are derived from Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephron, they're derived from the way one acquires land, so maybe one could suggest that just as you can buy land with Chalipin, that's for sure, that's the Pasuk in Megillas Rus, you can buy land with Chalipin, so maybe you can buy a woman with Chalipin also, Kamash Blon, that it's not true. Kamash Blon, you can't do that. Why? How do you know that's not true? Sounds like a very good havamina. So the Gemara has a very cryptic statement. The Gemara says that while a kinyan chalipin can be affected even if the kli is worth less than a sheva pruta, it doesn't have to be a pruta. The suda, the handkerchief that I use, the pen that I use, doesn't have to be a sheva pruta. Whereas for kedusha kesef, it has to be a sheva pruta. So therefore, chalipin doesn't work. That's the kamash v'lan. So all the rishonim say, how is that a kamash v'lan? So use a chalipin. That is what the sheva pruta. The first Mishnah condition says that a woman can't be mekudeshes for less than a sheva pruta. So I understand that's a shia. That's a din. Kach nemar lacha that a woman requires a sheva pruta. So don't use a chalipin of pachus sheva pruta. Use chalipin, which is a sheva pruta. So instead of using a cheap handkerchief, use an expensive handkerchief. So the whole shat v'tayr, the whole give and take of the gemara doesn't make any sense. The gemara is such a good havamina, such a strong havamina that chalipin should work for kedushin. Kamash mulan for some technical quirk of a reason, because since you could do a chalipin with a pachus sheva pruta, so don't do a chalipin with a pachus sheva pruta and let it work. So what's going on in the gemara? So it's this gemara that Tosis quotes in Daf Gimel in Maseches Kiddushin, quotes in the name of Ben Atam, the fundamental yisrael by the very nature what chalipin is all about. So comes to Ben Atam and says that he thinks what's going on in the gemara is as follows: Yeshlach or fundamental chakira. What is the nature of the kinyan chalipin, and specifically how does it relate or not relate to another kinyan that it looks very, very similar to, and that's a kinyan kesef. If you think about it, what is a kinyan kesef? Kinyan kesef is, I'm giving you an object. Either the object is cash, or sheva kesef is kesef. So I'm giving you a ring, I'm giving you, I want to buy your house, so I give you a tape recorder, I give you some sheva pruta. So comes Rabbi Natan and says, one could argue that a kinyan chalipin and a kinyan kesef are really, really close to one another. The lokeach is giving something to the mocher, And in return for that, the mocher is giving something to the lokeach. So either you word it as, I'm giving you b'toras kesef, I'm paying for it, or symbolic kinyan of it, whatever you want to call it, or I'm giving you b'toras chalipa, I'm going to get the object that right away. But it's still the same basic idea. It's in a sinas chayfet, so sinas bos, beyond the dover that I want to be kinyan. So one could have argued that chalipin is b'toras kesef. The chalipin is not an independent kinyan. Chalipin is a subcategory of the kinyan kesef. Yeah, a little bit different. You get the object back right away. Right? It's a little nuance of a difference. If you do it b'toras chalipin, there are certain halachas that govern the chalipin. Okay, it's true there are little bit differences, but fundamentally it's the same kinyan. What we call, Rabbi Tam calls, chalipin is b'tam kesef. Chalipin is b'toras kesef. If that would be true, that chalipin is b'tam kesef, so then it would make a lot of sense that it should work for Kedushin, because if the world exists, Kalsim, Zer Shava, of Kicha, Kicha, Misteya, from teaches us that Kesef is a kinyan for Kedushin. So just as Kesef proper is acceptable for Kedushin, so too is this quasi Kesef, something which is the Torah's Kesef, should also be good for Kedushin. So the Havamin was pretty good. So what's the Kamash Malon? So the Kamash Malon, says Rebbe Tam, is that from the fact that Kinyan Kesef requires a pruta, and the fact that Kinyan Chalipin doesn't require a pruta, that's a wake-up call that the two dirham are fundamentally different from one another. The fact that a Kinyan Chalipin can take place with a pruta, with less than a pruta, that's a raya, that's a proof, positive, that the very essence, the very nature of Kinyan Chalipin is not the same as the Kinyan Kesef. If it would have been Kesef, then it would have been bound by the same Torah Shiur of pruta. When you're kind of karka with kesef, you have to use a minimum of pruta. You can't give pachat to shem pruta. So since the Torah accepts a pachat to shem pruta for chalipin, that's the proof positive that chalipin is not really part of kesef. Since chalipin is not the Torah's kesef, rather it's an independent kinyan, says Rebbe Tam, therefore it makes sense that it shouldn't work for kedushin, because the halacha l'moshe b'sinai of the isha nikneis b'kesef was only b'kesef. Kesef shtar bi, that's it, there's nothing else. You can't be kind of an isha with something else. If Chalipin would have been part of Kesef, so it wouldn't have been something else, it would have been the same thing. But Kamash Balon, the Chalipin is not part of Kesef, therefore it's not effective for Kedushin. So according to Rebbeinu Tam, what's really going on in this discussion on the Gimel and the Masechus Kedushin, is Chalipin good for Kedushin? Is Chalipin no good for Kedushin? The Maskanas Advarim is, of course, that it's not. This is not a technicality about Masechus Kedushin. This is a fundamental question. This is a Bav Metzia question. This is a Kinyan Chalipin question. What is Kinyan Chalipin? Is it a subset of Kesef or is it not a subset of Kesef? But Lamaisa, we hold like the Maskana Segemar. We say many times, many yeshivas spend a lot of time in the Havamin, they never get to the Maskana. So we made it all the way to the Maskana. So the Maskana Segemar is that Chalipin is not Mitam Kesef. So now the question is, so if, but what is it? There's like a, always an issue in life. Sometimes people like to define themselves by whether or not. That's always a negative, campaigning. So I never tell you what my platform was. I never tell you what I say. I say, the other guy, that guy's wrong about X, Y, and Z. So that's what Rabbeinu Tam Lahavel is doing here. He's telling you what Chalipin is not. Chalipin is not Kesef. It's nothing to do with Kesef. Okay, so now what is it that Rabbeinu Tam doesn't tell us? So the question is, what is it, Tacha? So what does Rabbeinu Tam mean? By telling it, for the purposes of the Masechus Kedushin, all he has to tell you that it's not Kesef. But now, L'maisa, for our purposes, so we have to understand what is this Kinyan Chalipin if it's not part of the Kinyan Kesef. What's the nature of this Gzeres HaKosov of the Psukim Megillas was? So perhaps one could suggest that what Chalipin is based on is something fundamental which really permeates all of Kinyanim. It's something that we've really been talking about throughout the last couple of sugyas of Kinyanim. There are really two parts of Kinyanim. There's the Das Kinyan dimension. The person has to be maskim, that he's willing to go through with the Kinyan. And we spoke about that. Das Machna, Das Konen, who has Das, who's Labar Das, etc. And then the second half of Kinyanim is a Maisa Kinyan. Once you have a Das Kinyan, once you've expressed your willingness to go through with the Kinyan, then you have to do an actual Maisa Kinyan. So the Maisa Kinyan is Hakba, Meshicha, Shtar, Chazoka, whatever Kesa, whatever it is. You're in Metalta, you're in Karka, whatever the particular Kinyanim, the Raisa, the Rabbanan, all the things we spoke about in the last couple of weeks. So most Kinyanim are made up of a combination of these two. If a person doesn't go through a Maisa Kinyan, so he just expresses Das. So he comes to his friend and he says, I really want to sell this to you. I really want it. Das, I'm so excited, I want to sell to you. So that's what the Rambam coins the phrase, Eina Mekach Nikna Bidvarim. You can't affect the Kinyan that way. A Kinyan has to have a Maisa Kinyan. That's part of the ABCs of Kinyan. However, it may be the ABCs of Kinyan, but it may not always be true. There may be a certain type of Das Kinyan that may be sufficient, that you don't really need a Maisa Kinyan. All you need is a Das Kinyan. And according to some, that's exactly what Chalipin is. Chalipin is not a Maisa Kinyan. It doesn't relate to the Yavshir B'chal. It's such a bizarre kind of a Maisa Kinyan. If you think about it, most Maisa Kinyanim is in the realm of Metaltolin. So we understand they're very logical, the Maisa Kinyanim. I pick an item up. That's indicative of the fact. And it's now in my house. I drag the animal, so that's indicative. I'm taking it into my property. Or shtar. That makes a lot of sense. I'm writing down, we're identifying. It's this object, we're signing a document. Chazok. I go to your backyard, and I dig a hole. I fix the fence in your backyard. So, obviously, I'm the owner of the object. All the kinyon, it makes sense. They're not just stam. Halacha Moshe Messinai. You make a kinyon by standing on your head. But comes kinyon chalipin, it's a very mundane kinyon. The kinyon chalipin says, I'm giving you a handkerchief. And you're gonna, and the truth is, I'm not even giving you a handkerchief. You're not even gonna take the handkerchief. You're gonna give me back the handkerchief in a second. I'm hereby sitting with the utmost seriousness. It's Erev Pesach. We're standing on the, you know, sitting by the Chosin's Tish. And I'm saying, I'm hereby buying from you an obligation of $50,000 to pay the amount of money in the Ksuba. And what am I giving you in return? A handkerchief. For a split second. So it totally doesn't make any sense. The answer is you're right. The Taka doesn't make any sense because we misunderstood what Chalipin is. Chalipin is not a Maisa Kinyan in the classic sense of the word that relates to the object that's being sold. What Chalipin is an expression of Das. What Chalipin is a symbolic gesture hereby indicating that I am really, really, really Gomabad Bedaiti. Remember we said before, if you say I'm really, really, really a few times, it doesn't work. But if you do something to demonstrate that this is a real Gemira's Das, that is the Kinyan. It's a kinyan without a maisa kinyan. That's what chalipin is. Chalipin, the hand in the handkerchief, is not a maisa kinyan in the conventional sense of the word. Rather, it's a demonstration of a very serious level of da'as kinyan. And as such, perhaps when such a demonstration of da'as kinyan can be accomplished, that da'as kinyan itself affects the kinyan. It's a kinyan without a maisa kinyan. You don't need a maisa kinyan as long as you have this expression of da'as. So it's radically different. So now Rabbeinu Tam makes a lot of sense. Rabbeinu Tam says the Havamina was the Chalipin is like every other kinyan. It's like a Maisa kinyan of Kesef. It's all the same thing as Kesef. So Kamash Malan, it's not true. If it would be Kesef, then it would have to be with something which is Shavu Pruta. It has to be something that's some significance. Kamash Malan, no, it doesn't have to be significant. You know why? Because it's not a Maisa kinyan altogether. It's merely expression of Das. The expression of Das, it's a pure symbolic gesture, and therefore who cares? More than Pruta, less than Pruta, doesn't matter. But since it's a pure symbolic gesture, it's not a Maisa kinyan of Kesef, so therefore it doesn't work for Kedushin. Because for Kedushin, it's got to be Maisa kinyan. The Chosin and the Kala stand on the Chuppah, and the Chosin says, I really want to marry you, and I really, 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 and I really, really says it 1,000 times, I want to marry you. And now he does a kinyan chalipin to show, beyond the shadow of a doubt, he wants to marry you. It's Dvar B'Teilim, she's still not the Kedushin. Because the Kedushin, Kach Nemra, Alocha Moshe Mesira, Kiyika, it's got to be a Maisa kinyan. The only three Maisa kinyanim that qualify are Kesef, Shtar Ubiya. So according to this theory, that Chalipin is not Maisekinian oriented, but it's closer than the first half of the shiur that we spoke about in terms of Das. There may be some other dimensions of Chalipin that maybe come to make a little bit more sense for us. There is a general question about Dine Mamonis. You go beyond the issue of Kinyanim and Chalipin, about when you have agreements of Dine Mamonis. I enter into an agreement with you. I'm gonna borrow $1,000 from you. I enter into an agreement, I'm going to stay in this land. I enter into an agreement, I'm going to hire you to do a job for me. The question is, what role, if any, do Edom have in any of these kinds of agreements? So the Gemara Maseches Kedushin raises a question. We know that in some areas of Halacha, Edom are absolutely critical, and they're what is called in Halacha, Edus Lekiyam Hadavar. We spoke a little bit about these ideas back when we spoke about the Sheh Shmaitzah types of sugyas, the Sveikis type of sugyas. The role of Edim in the realm of Kedushin, the realm of Gittin, is not just to for us to know what the facts are. In 10 years from now, we're going to try to figure out whether the woman got married, got divorced, so we have to bring Edim in. It's much more than that. So we call in halacha that Edus le Kiyam Hadavar. That the role of the Edim is not just to be Mavara, not just to tell us what happened, but the role of the Edim is that without the Edim, then the whole chalos doesn't get off the ground. So the Gemara says in Kedushin, Mekadosh blo Edim ein Choshen leKedushov. If a person gives a ring to a woman and says, Rebbe Kedushas, without Edim present, even though both the Chosin, the supposed Chosin and the Kala, agree that that's what happened, nobody's arguing what happened. He says he gave her a ring, she said she accepted the ring, and they really want to be married. So the Gemara says, lo chashiv v'kedushin. It's klum, garnish, nothing. She can marry whoever she wants. She doesn't need to get. Because the Makadosh Bul Eidim is nothing. Because the Gemara derives from the special Gzeres HaKosov, David Dov Mimam, an uncomplicated Russia, that you require what's called Eidus Lekiyim Hadover. The Gemara has a question. How come you don't say Hodas Baldin Kibbe Eidim Dabi? We have a rule that if I walk to Beis and I say I broke your window, so I'm believed, and even if I change my mind the next week, I still have to pay for the broken window. Hodas Baldin Kibbe Eidim Dabi. So the Gemara asked the Kashma, same as Kedushin. Why don't you say the same thing by Kedushin? Yes, you need Eidim. Yes, true to true, you need Eidim. But Hodas Baldin is Kibbe Eidim Dabi. So the Gemara says, no, Hodas Baldin Kibbe Eidim Dabi means when it's something that only relates to me. So if I admit that I broke the window, I'm going to pay you $100 and finish. It's not going to cost anybody else anything. It's my money. So I'm about it. I'm about Dover. I want to obligate myself. I want to give my own money. That I can do. But when it comes to Kedushin, what do you mean? The woman's going to walk in the basin and say, she accepted Kedushin and there are no Eidim. You can't say Hodas Baldin because it's what's called Chavla Cherim. That by her admitting that she's Mekudeshes, she's now just cut off all her prospects for Shidduchim because nobody else can marry her. So she's taking away from somebody else. So Hodas Baldin only works when it's Beni Levin Atzmi. I'm taking my money and giving it to you. It doesn't cost anybody a penny. That's called Hodas Baldin. So it's based on this Gemara that there's a Kashin. It's one of those things where the kasha isn't such a good kasha, so you don't need such a good terrace. But the kasha, quote unquote kasha, let's ask this. If the Gemara says that Makadesh below Eidim, so in Kosh and the Kedushin, so how do Adam and Chava able to get married in the first place? There was no Eidim, there was no one around. So the Gemara says that Kadesh Baruch Hu broke Chava to Adam like a Kala, so they don't get married, whatever it is, Kisamecha, Yitzicha, began Eidim, you get them. So they got married and got Eidim. How did they get married? There were no Eidim around. So the terrace, if it's not a kash, you don't need a teretz. But the teretz, quote unquote, is that no, the Gemara says the only reason why Hodas Baldin Kibbe Eidim Dabi doesn't work is because it's Chav L'Cherim, because you're stopping this woman from marrying anybody else. But here there was nobody else around. So if there's nobody else around, so then the din of Hodas Baldin kicks in. Hodas Baldin kicks in, then you don't need Eidim. Again, you don't lose too much sleep from the kash, you don't lose too much sleep from the teretz. But getting back to this story. So the Gemara says that when it comes to Kedushin and Gerushin, so it's not just what we call Eidus Labira Dover, it's what we call Eidus Lekiyama Dover. And without the Eidim, so then the whole Chalos doesn't work. So the Gemara tells a story about there were two partners who were dividing up their partnership, and without not the presence of Eidim, they were very honest guys. They trusted each other, so they didn't need any documentation. They divided up whatever business they had. So then they realized that maybe what they did wasn't right. So they came to ask. I forgot if it was Asher or one of the Amoraim. They came to ask him. They said, "What we did was correct. Was it really binding? The fact that we split up our partnership, maybe just as by Kedushin and Gerushin, you require Eidus Lekiyama Dover. By Mamonis, you also require Eidus Lekiyama Dover." So the Gemara said, "No, it's not the same." By Mamonis, Lo Ibru Sadi El Shachar. The Gemara says that Eidim were only necessary for the Shakranim, for the liars. It means if you wouldn't trust each other and you want to make sure that no one's going to cheat the other guy in 10 years from now and say you split up the partnership, Shalok Yadin, so then it would be a very good idea for you to get Eidim, because otherwise it's going to be your word against him. But if you both trust each other, and it's not a question of having a deter about it, it's just that you want that it should be an effective split of the partnership. Up din, the chalukas hashutfa should be chal. So there is no din that you need Eidim, because Eidim are only necessary in mamonis for shakranim. They're not necessary for the etzim kiyam hadavar. So this is the famous Gemara, where the Gemara draws the difference between Eidus for din and mamonis in contrast to Eidus for gittin and kiddushin. Eidus for din and mamonis is only Eidus what we call Eidus labir hadavar, just to be mavar what the facts are in case we ever comes to a court case. Whereas Eidus for kiddushin and kittin is not only Eidus labir hadavar, it's Eidus the kiyam hadavar as well. It's the very chalois of the kiddushin of the gerushin cannot take place. So Rabbi Tam, when this Gemara says that you see from this Gemara that whenever you make a kinyan, you never ever need Eidim. It doesn't make any sense. What do you need Eidim for? Well, the Gemara says, as long as the Moichon and the Lokeach agree. Again, if they don't trust each other, then it's going to come to the entire 10 years from now, you better make sure you have Eidim. But if everybody's living together, v'shalva v'shalva, so what do you need Eidim for? L'ibusadi al-shakri. So Rabbi Tam said, this is unlike one of the other Balei HaTaisis, the Ritzvah, one of the other Balei HaTaisis who said no. That the medvam amurim that you don't need Eidim for mamonis, that means like splitting up a partnership or something. If I want to hire you to plow my field, you don't need Eidim. I want to hire you to paint my house, I don't need Eidim. As long as everybody's honest with each other. But, says the Ritzvah, that you do need Eidim if you want to make a Kinyan Chalipin. If you want to make affect the Kinyan Chalipin, then you need Eidim. For Kinyan Kesef, you don't need Eidim. For Kinyan Chazok, you don't need Eidim. For Kinyan Hagboy, you don't need Eidim. But to make a Kinyan Chalipin without Eidim is Dvar B'Teilim. A Kinyan Chalipin isn't Chal, the Chlal, without Eidim. So that's what one of the Balei Taisa says. But Ben Tam says he doesn't think it's right. He thinks the Gemara doesn't draw any distinction. And all Kinyanim, including Kinyan Chalipin. So what's the issue exactly? Why would anybody say it's a Mechit Taisei? That somebody would say that Chalipin requires Eidim. So the truth is, it's not just that one day in Taisus tucked away in the Masechet Kiddushin of Samachay. There are some of the Mefarshim in Megillas Rusos say, Vezos HaTe'uda B'Yisrael. So the Pasuk says that this is the Te'uda. What does Te'uda mean? Concerning Kinyan Chalipin. So some of the Mefarshim say, it's a Loshen Eidus. You have to have Eidim present for Kinyan Chalipin. Kinyan Chalipin somehow is different from all the other Kinyanim in the world that don't really require Eidim. Kinyan Chalipin requires Eidim. So the Ravid says the same thing. The Gedolei Rishon will say that Kinyan Chalipin requires Eidus. What's the lump? That doesn't make any sense. Kinyan Hagbo, Kinyan Chazoka, Kinyan Kesef, nothing needs Eidus. All of a sudden, Pitom comes Kinyan Chalipin and requires Eidus. So it could be that it's based on this idea that we're saying that there is a principle that we mentioned a moment ago, that Kedushin requires Eidus. That Gittin requires Eidus to such an extent that if you Mekadosh below Eidim, it's nothing. If you Megarish below Eidim, it's nothing. So what's the nature of that halacha, that Kedushin requires Eidus? Let's get it's Xeris HaKosov, Tafer Dover, Xeris Shava, Ein Dov should be ever Pachas Mishnayim. Good, it's true. But is there any rhyme and reason to it? Is there any understanding? What's the nature of that din that Kedushin requires Eidus, that Gerushin requires Eidus? So there is a Yesod from Reb Chaim. The Reb Chaim explains what the nature of the din of Eidus is in the realm of Kinyan Kedushin, in contrast to other areas of halacha that also should have required Eidus. So the Moshe Reb Chaim talks about Chalitza, Reb Chaim talks about Yibum. These are also Erva-related things. They seem to be pretty much in the same parasha. They're all in the same Noshim. So Kedushin, and Gerushin, Yibum, Chalitza, they seem to be pretty much related to one another. And yet, according to many of the Rishonim, so Kedushin and Gerushin require Eidus, whereas Yibum and Chalitza don't require Eidus. The question is, why not? Manishtana, Yibum and Chalitza, they're also in Yonam of Davish and Erva. So Reb Chaim develops all Yisoid that Kedushin and Gerushin are fundamentally different than Yibum and Chalitza in the following way. That Kedushin and Gerushin basically require Das. Das means that I'm the one who's affecting the chalos. I'm the one who's being mekadosh the woman. The Torah puts me in the driver's seat in the realm of Kedushin. Haraya. When I'm mekadosh a woman, I can decide, do I want to be mekadosh her now? Do I want to be mekadosh her tonight? I can give her the ring and say, I'm only mekadosh you if it rains tomorrow. I can give her a ring and say, I only want the Kedushin to be chal next week. I can make kinyo, I can make a zman, I can make it tonight. I can do whatever I want. What? The Torah puts me in charge. I'm the bala chalos. I'm the one who creates the chalos. And Gerushin also. I can be mekadosh her tonight. I can do whatever I want. I can do. Yibum and Chalitza, totally different. Yibum and Chalitza, the Torah says, you do the Maisa Bia, you do the Maisa Yibum, and now she's your wife. The Torah says, you do the Maisa Chalitza, and now she's Mutaris. You're not the Baldover. The Gemara says, ain't tonight the Chalitza, you can't make it tonight because Chalitza, Yibum is Chal, even Shlomi Das. The guy didn't even know what he's doing. A ball, Yibim to Baby Shegging, Baby Mazin, he didn't even realize she's his Yavama, like Yehuda and Tama, he didn't know what was going on. And still, the King Yibum, whatever Yibum that was, the Yibum is Chal. By itself. How are you talking? How can that be? That Kedushin and Gerushin require Das, and Yibum and Chalitza don't require Das? That's all you say in Reb Chaim. That's the way it is. It shows you from Gemaras, from Rais, from Rambams, that Yibum and Chalitza are in their own realm of Halacha, and Kedushin and Gerushin are in another realm of Halacha. So Reb Chaim may or may not say the following, depending on how you read the next line of Reb Chaim, but I'm going to tell you the way I have the Masorah from the Rav that Reb Chaim actually said in the story of Reb Lachman. No, the way the Rav at least presented what Reb Chaim said was that it's because of this phenomenon, this distinction, that Kedushin and Gittin, those chalosim require Das, that's why they require Eidus as well. That Eidus is necessary whenever you require Das, Davar Shebi'erva. Because Das, Davar Shebi'erva means that this area of Halacha requires such a high level of Das. If I express Das, Be'nila Ve'natzvi, that's a very low level of Das. So for the purposes of Kinyonim, where the Torah doesn't require such a high level of Das. As long as you're about Das, you know what's going on, you plan on selling the field, so we don't need such a high I level of Das expressed in the presence of Eidim. But in the realm of Kedushin and Gerushin, which are so much more serious, the areas of Davar Shebi'erva, and I have to express my Das, but it's got to be expressed in the presence of two. What I say in front of two Eidim is a much higher level of Das than Eidus that I express in and of myself. So comes Reb Chaim and says that Kiddushin and Gerushin, yes, whereas Yibin Chalitza, no. Yibin Chalitza don't require das. The guy's not creating the Chalois altogether. He's not the Bar Das. Doesn't really matter what he's thinking. And therefore, you don't require Eidus. So according to this understanding that Eidus and Das go hand in hand, the letters are almost connected also, that Eidus and Das go hand in hand, so then we can begin to understand whether some Rishonim who say that a Kinyan Chalipin maybe requires Eidus. Why? But maybe Ramamurim that a Kinyan doesn't require Eidus, that's a regular Kinyan where the Das is not really as critical. The Das Kinyan is not really what's making the Kinyan. The Das is a prerequisite. If I'm not a Bar Das, if I don't know what's going on, if I don't understand, I don't want to sell to you, so then I can't go through the Maisa Kinyan. But once the Das is there, then we don't focus. The emphasis is no longer the Das. The emphasis is on the Maisa Kinyan. So is a Maisa Kinyan Chal without Eidus? Of course it is. This is not Dov Shabi Erva. So there's no Gzer Sakosav. You need Eidus. But when it comes to the realm of Kinyan Chalipin, so according to half the Rishonim, the Raivit and the Ritzvah and the Mepharshim in Megillas Rus, according to these Rishonim, that the whole Kinyan Chalipin is an expression of Das. That's all it is. There ain't no more. There is no Maisa Kinyan. There never was a Maisa Kinyan Chalipin. It's all Das. If it's all Das, then it makes sense that if Das is carrying the day, then you need quite a level of Das. The level of Das necessary for Chalipin is significantly higher than the Das necessary for Kinyan Hagbor Mashiach or a Kinyan Chazach of Karka. If it's a higher level of Das, how does that express itself? So I say yes 1,000 times. I nod my head again. I smile with a bigger smile. How does that express itself? How does that halacha declare that this has reached the level of the higher level of Das that's necessary? That's the role of Eidim. Just as we find in Dov Shabi Erva, where Dov Shabi Erva requires Das, and it's got to be the highest level of Das, and the only way the Torah recognizes the highest level of Das is Das that's expressed in the presence of two Eidim, who are the Nami, in the realm of Kibin Chalipit, even though it's only the Mamanis, it's not Dov Shabi Erva. It's true. But since the whole essence of the Kinyan is an expression of Das, therefore it would make sense to require Eidus. This is all according to those who showed him the one day in Taisus, and I write it, and here and there, different. Not everybody holds this way, so the other Rishonim will disagree. Other Rishonim say, no, not true. Maybe it is Das, but it's not Das, but you don't need the Das expressed in the presence of Eidim. But I'll call part of, according to one group of Rishonim, the fact that Chalipin parts ways from parts company with other Kinyonim may be indicative of the fact that Chalipin is radically, fundamentally different, that it's less of a Maisa Kinyon and more an expression of Das. If this idea that Chalipin and Das are linked to one another, that may be the source of a minig that we have, an age-old minig that Rambam quotes, when a person appoints a shaliach, so we learned earlier, so gives this year shaluch shalom kibbutz. So, a person appoints a shaliach to sell something for him, to bring out a shanisha, to offer shtruma, shecht chum pesach, etc. Why in the world should a person have to make a kinyan? What does shalichas require a kinyan for? It's not I'm not selling anything to you. I'm merely appointing you to be my act in my behalf. I'm appointing you as a shalich. So mehechates there should be a requirement of a kinyan. So comes the Rambam and says, you're right. The Mikra Din, shalichas doesn't require a kinyan. But there's a minhag Yisrael that when you appoint somebody to be a shalich for you, so you're supposed to, lechatchil as a minhag, to make a kinyan chalipu in him. When you make the person who's serving as the shaliach, it's kona. The person who's serving as the shaliach says, I'm giving you a handkerchief, I'm making a kinyan chalip with you, and on behalf of, in return for my handing you the handkerchief, I'm in effect being kona the right, so to speak, to act as your shaliach. So you're appointing me as a shaliach by receiving the handkerchief. So the Rambam says, between you and me, the Rambam says, it doesn't make any sense. What are you being kind of? There's nothing, there is no acquisition, there's nothing happening. But the Rambam says, no, that's the minute. The minute Yisrael is b'shas, mina shlichos, so you appoint the shlich with a kinyan suda, with a kinyan chalipin. So what is the minig? It doesn't make any sense. There's one thing to say it's not really necessary, another thing to say it's mamish ridiculous. So what's it based on? Basically, the Mepharshim explain what's based on is as follows. That mina shlichos also requires a level of das. Now the truth is that the level of das that's necessary for mina shlichos really is just words alone. It really doesn't even require edim, except maybe mina shlichos for kedush, gerush, it's a different story. But mina shlichos is just a devar biyama. But alfa pichein, not that the halacha requires, but the minig Yisrael went one step further. And Klai Yisrael understood that we want to make sure when you have a mina shlichos that everybody's really serious. That we don't, this is not just a game, not just words. So therefore, Klai Yisrael accepted upon themselves this minug that b'shas mina shlichos, you do something that's indicative of a gemiras das. You want to make sure that it's really being done b'lev shalom, not just a game. So what mechanism do we use? So we use kinyan chalipim. Kinyan chalipim. What does that have to do with Gemara's? If kinyan chalipim was just a regular kinyan, a medical meister kinyan, so would it make sense? I'm appointing you to do it, to be my shaliach and to show the das. So you're going to dig a hole in my ground. So, well, to show your das, so you're going to pick up my tape recorder and buy and make a kinyan hagbah. It doesn't make any sense. He said we want to show das, so we were looking for some halachic vehicle, some halachic instrument that expresses das. So we found one, namely a kinyan chalipim. A kinyan chalipim is always used to express das. Harai kinyan chalipim. That's all it is right no more. It is not a meister kinyan. All it is an expression of das. So if it's an expression of das, then it makes sense that it should be the expression of das used to suffice this minig Yisrael b'shas b'nishli. Okay, it's only the first minig, but from the minig itself, you see a little bit about the lumdus of a kinyan chalipim. So we follow this minig. We try to follow this minig. Every year we do mechivas chametz, because that's really what we're doing. When the Baal HaBos appoints the Rav to sell chametz on his behalf, what the rabbi is not doing is buying the chametz. The rabbi doesn't want the chametz. He's got enough trouble with his own chametz. He's acting as your shaliach to sell the chametz on your behalf. So we have an age-old minhag Yisrael. The rabbi gives the pen, gives the handkerchief, gives the wash, gives something to the Baal HaBos on behalf of quote-unquote his chametz. It's not on behalf of his chametz. He doesn't want to buy the chametz. It's as an expression of das, doesn't mean a shlichus. What if you can't do that? What if you forget to do that? So the poskim say, what you should do is as follows. That if you don't have an official chalipid, so what you should do is, you should have an official separate statement, I'm here by being goyim b'daiti, in order to, that I want to be mamani as a shalich. Yeah. It's not really necessary to do that, because the homin shlichus doesn't need that. The homin shlichus, by definition, is a das. But to suffice that higher level of gemir's das, that the minig Yisrael insists upon, so the minig is that if for whatever reason the person isn't there, so he should say to the rabbi, I'm really, really serious about what I'm doing. I'm not just serious, I'm really serious. I'm really going to be b'dayiti to appoint you as a shlich. So we do that sometimes. Sometimes people call to sell mechir's chametz over the phone. So we don't like to do that. But every once in a while, I'm sitting there, mechir's chametz, and Erev Pesach, and people are still calling in the chametz. So okay, so obviously you can't do a chalipin this, so it's not practical. I got called from South America, went to mechir's chametz. So what are you going to do? So therefore the minhag is that you can serve as a shaliach even without a chalipin, because the whole need, quote unquote, for a chalipin is only b'taras chum b'taras minhag. But you should just ask the person, b'feirush, are you really serious? You really, really want me to do it? So he says, yeah, I really do. So you're really, really, really? Yeah, I don't know how many times you have to say really, 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 truly, but as long as you get some kind of a higher level of Amina Shlichos, that suffices even for this Minig Yisrael. So this is one whole theory as to what Kinyan Chalipin is. Again, this is all because Rebbe Tam told us what it's not, because it's not Kesef, so then you got to look around for something else. Are there any other possibilities what it is if it's not Kesef? So maybe it's based on something entirely different. So the Dvar Avram, Kavner Rav, right before the war, so the Dvar Avram has a beautiful piece at the beginning of the Sefer where he gives you a whole different mahalach as to what he thinks the Kinyan Chalipin is all about. And it's based on a Gemara that appears in Bav Metzia, tucked away in the fifth Perek of Bav Metzia. So the Gemara has a discussion about the following. There used to be a practice in the days of the Gemara that if I wanted to sell you a barrel of wine, so I would once I would sell you the wine, so you would make a stamp on the wine. You would stamp your initials, your name, your siman on the wine, and that way everybody would know that wine, that barrel of wine belongs to you. That's what's called a situmta. So one comes a little bit even from the word stamp, and I'm going to take a look and see whether there's actually a relationship between those words. So situmta, the Gemara says a chiddush. The Gemara says that hai situmta kanikula, that if I want to sell you a barrel of wine, so you don't have to bother picking up the wine. You don't have to bother making a kinyan on the wine. Just put your stamp on the wine. As long as I agree, you agree, and everything, you come by into my, you come into my wine cellar and you start making stamps on the barrels that you're about to buy. So once you made those stamps, then the kinyan is chal. And if something happens to the wine, it's your problem, it's not my problem anymore. Hai si tumta kani kula. So the mefarshim bought it based on what? How did that happen? Sisrei Torah, how did the situmta work? So the Gemara seems to tell us it works as follows. Is that if that's what the minhag ha-seichem is, if that's what the olam does, everybody knows that the way to buy barrels of wine is to putting a stamp on it. So that in and of itself becomes a new kinyan. So we've been spending a lot of time on all the, you know, the very special halachic kinyanim based on psukim, like kinyan kesef, and kinyan shtar, and kinyan chazok, and kinyan hagbah, and a mashiach, and a chotzer, and an agav, and a yeh. Millions of kinyan, the whole Torah kinyan that the Torah gives us. And then the Gemara says, oh, by the way, there's another kinyan. You know what the other kinyan is? Whatever the Olam Zakht is a kinyan, the people say it's called Minig HaSeichem. Whatever the Minig HaSeichem is, that's considered to be a kinyan. And that kinyan is Koil Lagamri. It's a real bona fide kinyan. The question is, where did it come from? It's a Gemara tucked away. Mamish, you could lose the whole Gemara. It's tucked away in the middle of a whole sugi about ribbis, half a line in the end of Ezu Neshech. Where did it come from? How did Chazal know? Where did this idea come from? So the Avram suggests that's exactly what Chalipin is. That Chalipin is not a Kinyan in and of itself. It's not like the Kesel, like the Shtar, like the Chazokla, like the Agav, like the Mashicha, like that Boa. It's not something that should really be a Kinyan. You know why it works? It's up to the Avram. It works because the Adam does it. How do I know that? Open up a pulse. That's exactly what it says in Megillas Rus. V'zolz l'fanim b'Yisrael, al-ge'ula v'latmur, l'kayim, v'nav v'shol v'shnalom. All of a sudden, in the middle of Megillas Rus, the Megillah gives you a history lesson. It's echpatli that people were doing Chalipin, not doing Chalipin. When they started doing Chalipin, not started doing Chalipin. But what do I care? If Chalipin's a good Kenyan, then v'nav v'shol v'shalim, or if Chalipin's a good Kenyan, finish. I don't need an introduction to why Chalipin works. So it says that Avram, no, the Megillah has to give us an introduction because it's a fella, because it really shouldn't work. Because the Kinyan Chalipin was not a regular Kinyan. It's only a Kinyan because of the fact that Klal Yisrael, the Olam, the Seichur, were makabel upon themselves that it should work. So whenever you have what's called Minig HaSeichur, that's a new Kinyan. That's an independently valid Kinyan. And what's the source for that? It's a Din Min HaTorah. It says it's Avram. It's Aloch Mash Masina. It's got to be Aloch Mash Masina. It's part of the Toshim Afar that Minig HaSeichur is a Kinyan of itself. And then he says, I'll bring a raya. The Minig HaSeichem is a Kinyan. That there's nothing holy about the Kinyan Chalipin. That holy handkerchief is nothing. It's meaningless. It's merely Minig HaSeichem. So it comes to the Avram and says, there's a Medrash in Megillas Rus that says that Vizol Stefanim Yisrael, that this is a very old Minig to hand over the handkerchief, hand over the shoe, the glove, whatever it was. So says the Medrash, it wasn't such an old minig. Said there used to be a minig before that. You know what the old minig was? When people wanted to buy and sell land, they would take a barrel of fruit, and they would take the barrel and throw it up in the air and smash it on the ground, the barrel would break, and show it, Baruch Hashem, Mazel Tov, the kinyan was effective. The breaking of the barrel with the fruit was a kinyan. So says the Avram, and where does it say that in the Chumash example? We state that that's a kinyan. That was also the Chumash. What kind of Chumash says that? That was a kinyan called breaking fruit, breaking barrels. So he says, nah, the Halacha Moshe Sinai wasn't the breaking of the barrels, and the Halacha Moshe Sinai wasn't the giving of the Chalipin. The Halacha Moshe Sinai is whatever is called Minig HaSeichrim, whatever is Vezais Lefanim Yisrael, whatever the Olam does, and I know I'm making a kinyan. You know you're making a kinyan. Everybody knows you're making a kinyan. Shine. So if everybody knows I'm making a kinyan, that's a kinyan. That in of itself is a kinyan. As long as a ma'isa of Minig HaSeichem was affected, a ma'isa of Minig HaSeichem equals a ma'isa kinyan halacha. So at one time in history it was a breaking of the barrel of the fruit, another time in history it's giving of the shoe, whatever it is, and in the days of Chazal it was a situmta on the wine, whatever it is, that's the poskim say, and let's say it comes a handshake. So the Minig HaOlam is, when you shake hands the deal is done, that's the kinyan. And if the Minig HaOlam is that when you hand you the keys of the car, that's the, you've bought the car, that's considered to be a kinyan. And if the Minig HaOlam is when you want to buy and sell diamonds, you shake hands and say Mazel Bracha, so that's it, that's the kinyan. Whatever the kinyan, whatever the Minig HaSeichem is, that becomes a kinyan of itself. That's what Kinyan Chalipin says of the Avram. It's no more, no less. It's not a Maisa kinyan, it's not a Das kinyan, it's a Minig HaSeichem. It's plain and simple Minig HaSeichem.
Okay.
So, open mitzvah, the next year we have to take this Yisod of Avram to the next level and see. So, who exactly makes this Minig HaSeichem? What are the parameters of this? We just made up a new kid. I didn't hear Isa. Mav Shesh Meayan. Called Minig HaSeichem. So, it takes the sting out of Chalipin. Chalipin is there. You know, we're not so excited about Chalipin. Chalipin is not really so important. Chalipin is only important because it's the Minig HaSeichem. So, open mitzvah, next year we'll have to figure out a little bit further about how far this claw goes of Minig HaSeichem and how this impacts in us. I'm very real Shadows Lamaisa based on this idea of Minig HaSeichem. Okay. So, next week, I'm not going to be able to say this year. Hopefully, Mitzvah, 2 weeks from now.